There's a skipper that we know who was famous long ago. He was looking for a ship, for his head run aground. Though it was sometimes stated 'twas the way he navigated, old Cappy John was rated as the finest man around. Now there was a ship nearby he wanted for to try. It was owned by Ned Mackenzie and called the Mary Beale. But old John was shy of girls, and the place was full of curls, and he didn't have the nerve to go up and make his deal. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town.
It's a boat.
Any sailors out here? You can explain it to the others, okay? Now the mate, whose name was Dan, up and said to the old man, I can sound Mackenzie out and clear away the girls. I'll see if it's all right. If you want to go tonight for that ship, she is a sight. She's the best in all the world. So Dan goes to Mackenzie, but somehow in all the frenzy there was some misunderstanding, and he got the message wrong. Oh, perhaps that silly goomer had a twisted sense of humor. But when Cappy came to view her, he was singing this old song. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Well, Mackenzie shook his hand. He said, I understand that you want to take my Mary away from me. Well, before with you I sent her, I must tell you she is tender, which I'll thank you to remember when you take her out to sea. John says, you have been told how I want to fill her hold with a belly full of cargo. Well, I know she'll handle fine, and I promise not to break her. Yes, if ever I forsake her, well, I know the mate will take her, for he's a friend of mine. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Said Mackenzie, are you mad? You talk just like a cad to throw my Mary over like some trollop in Rangoon. Well, she isn't just a fun fling, though I might permit some bundling, but I will tell you one thing, you must make your offer soon. John says, I can't commit until one thing you permit. You must let me roll her over on the sand beside the bay. I will have my men inspect her, and still I may reject her if her bottom is neglected or has started to decay. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Said Mackenzie, I can't stand it, you are worse than any bandit. Since the two of you have planned it, 'tis yourselves that should begin. He called Mary from the kitchen, Cappy John, he started twitching, but that girl she was bewitching, and she smiled as she came in. So the mate, he oiled the water, the skipper got the daughter. He's happy as an otter with his dear and blushing bride. Though it seemed a bright invention, he had good sense not to mention that it wasn't his intention, and he got the ship besides. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Oh, she carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town.
Thank you.